Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on your local radio station 3TFM with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Special welcome to any new listeners. Regular listeners will know that we explore a theme through word and music. Well, tonight we have a dream of a programme. No, I don't mean I will put you to sleep. Mind you, if I could produce a programme guaranteed to sedate even the worst insomniac, I could patent it and make a fortune. As a minister, I can promote sleep with live audiences, but there's no record of having done it on air yet. Of course, if I had managed to put listeners to sleep, how would I ever know? When it's live, it's easy to spot the soporific effect by the loss of seeing the whites of their eyes, plus their heads starting off the pews. Anyway, enough of all this. Prepare to take off to the land of Nod and sweet dreams. Here's the Dixie Chicks singing about a wee child being tucked up in bed, ready for a night's sleep, perchance to dream. So it's fairly rapid succession, this one.
Dragon tails in the water is
white. Do you sometimes talk over the end of a song?
Pirates sail and lost boys fly. Fish bite moonbeams every night. And I love you. Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man. Oh, my
well,
love will fly
quick succession,
to you
so
each night, all angels awake. Godspeed, sweet dreams.
He's my favourite Canadian singer when I was in Canada.
Rocket racers all tuckered out,
and it happened to be her singing.
Superman's in pajamas on the couch. Good night, moon, we'll find the mouse. And I love you. Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man. Oh, my love will fly to you each night on angels' wings. Godspeed, sweet
Dad, and thanks for the stars.
God hears amen wherever we are, and I love you. Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man. Oh, my love will fly to you.
Of course, we don't do all our dreaming at night time when we're asleep. We also engage in the occasional spot of daydreaming. It's one of life's little pleasures, especially on a dark, cold, depressing winter's day, to let our imagination whisk us away to sunnier climes, to somewhere, say, like California. Here's the Mamas and Papas, California Dreaming. Another sort of dreaming from the Mamas and Papas. In this case, it is two lovers who are temporarily apart and missing each other, and they're dreaming about each other. Well, at least the one in the song is thinking about the absent loved one. They're hoping that the other is thinking and dreaming about them too, but who knows?
And now to sing this lovely bell, here is mama cats.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on here, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
When it comes to dreaming of loved ones, life can take some cruel twists. Here is one tortured soul who is dreaming sweet dreams about the one they love so much. But, unfortunately, the love is not reciprocated. It's unrequited love, one-way love. Oh, how it hurts! It's one of the saddest feelings in the world. But what puzzles Patsy Cline is why she is still having such sweet dreams when she might reasonably want to take him and shake him.
Instead of having sweet dreams, about you.
On a much happier note, have you ever had the wonderful experience of waking up and looking at the person next to you in bed and thinking to yourself, I really love this person lying here beside me. And what is more, I know that this person really loves me. And you pinch yourself to see that you're not dreaming all this. It's so romantic, isn't it? I often get that warm feeling when I look across the bed and I see my teddy. Sorry, just kidding, Patricia.
Dreaming, I must be dreaming, or am I really lying here with you? Baby, you take me in your arms, and though I'm wide awake, I know my dream is coming true. And oh, just fall in love again. Just one touch and then it happens every time. And there I go, why? Just fall in love again. And when I do, I can't help myself, I fall in love with you.
Here's a sobering thought. We can make or break each other's dreams. Everybody sets out looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right, Mr. Universe or Miss World, the perfect partner. But maybe the world would be a better place, indeed the world would be a better place, if we spent more time and effort concentrating on ourselves and working at making ourselves the best partner we possibly can be. Things can go all a little pear-shaped when we or our loved one go around with their head in the clouds, full of plans and schemes which never materialise, unfulfilled promises, good intentions which come to nothing. Here's a word of advice from Kenny Rogers and Kim Carn. Don't fall in love with a dreamer.
never looked better than tonight. And it'd be so easy to tell you I'd stay, like I've done so many times.
I was so sure this would be the night. You closed the door and wanted to stay with me. And it'd be so easy to tell you I'd stay, like I've done so many times.
Don't fall in love with a dreamer, 'cause he'll always take you in just when you think you've really changed him. He'll leave you alone.
You just gotta leave before you change your mind.
And if you knew what I was thinking, girl, I'd turn around if you'd just ask me one more time.
Don't fall in love with a dreamer.
All need a reason to live, something to aim for, a goal, a vision, a dream to pursue. Without vision, the people perish, says the Bible. Here's a beautiful but oh so sad song of how the dream was killed in Fantine in the musical Les Miserables.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind and the world was a song, and the song was exciting. There was a time it all went wrong. Never die. I dream. dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid. When dreams were made and used and wasted, there was no ransom to be paid. No song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder.
Dreams can easily turn to nightmares, of course. In the musical Jesus Christ Superstar, Pontius Pilate dreams that the whole world is on his case, blaming him for crucifying Jesus. When he wakens up, it turns out it's true. Yes, Pontius, the whole world really does blame you. What a nightmare.
Never said a word, as if he hadn't heard. And next the room was full of wild and angry men. They seemed to hate this man. They fell on him, and then they disappeared again. Then I saw thousands of millions crying for this man, and then I heard them mentioning my name. and leaving me the blame.
It's a thin divide between Sweet Dreams, Baby, and the nightmare of waking up to realise that we've killed the dream in others, and even crucified Jesus afresh. Beware of daydreaming through life and missing it. Watch out that we do not sleepwalk into hell. Without a dream, we perish, but with vision, we flourish. So let's wake up, open our eyes, and share God's own vision for us. God's plans and schemes, hopes and dreams for us. Don't sleepwalk into hell, but rather enter heaven with our eyes wide open. We will find that it is more wonderful than we could ever have imagined or dreamed in our wildest dreams. Bye for now. See you next time.
The sun has come and you've been left.